Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 11, The Glories of Lord Nityananda. So yesterday, we were in the house of Shivas Thakur, and again we're there. Shivas's wife Malini is offering prayers to Lord Nityananda in a great mood of respect, realization, and reverence. And she's pointing out the actual identity of Lord Nityananda, that in Treta Yuga you were Lakshman, in Dwapara Yuga you are Balaram, and you are serving as Ananta Shesh, holding up all the universes, and you are such a great personality, you are actually God. So she is revealing these points of truth about Lord Nityananda in her prayers. So this is where we're continuing with Malini's prayers. Because the incident is that one crow came and stole the bati, the bowl, brass bowl, that was used for the ghee, Thakurji's ghee. He flew away with the bowl, and then Nityananda commanded that crow. He said, "Return that bowl to me." So then the crow came back with the bowl. So then Malini's offering her prayers. This is an amazing thing that you spoke to the crow and the crow listened to you and obeyed you and brought back the bowl of my husband for his puja so I would not be put in distress and my husband would not be upset or disturbed in his puja. And this is not amazing for you because you hold all the universes on your head and you do all these things. So what is it for you to bring back one small bowl? So this is what she said so far. Tadapi tamara karya alpa nahi hai, je karase satya chari vede kai. Malini said, "Nitai, your activities are not insignificant. Whatever you do is eternal and confirmed by the Vedas. Hasya nityananda tana, shunya stavan. Balya bhave bhale muni kariva bhojan." After hearing Malini's prayers, Nityananda smiled. And in the mood of a child, he said, "I will eat." So as we were discussing, if you were here for the previous class, the interplay between the Aishvarya mood of devotion and the Madhurya mood of devotion, how they often rise and fall in the dealings of Krishna and his devotees. So before this interlude of prayers being offered by Malini, their relationship was very sweet, mother and child. Mother Malini and child Nitai, Bala Nitai. And then she became amazed by this exhibition of powers, this exhibition of mystic powers that baby Nitai displayed by controlling the movements of a crow and doing the seemingly an impossible feat to bring back the stolen bowl. So then she offered so many prayers of respect and a mood of Aishvarya, appreciating the grandeur of power and godhood of this little baby. And now she has gone back again. And Nittai's heard all that and he said, "Okay, very nice, very nice." So he stood, she was, remember, the whole time she's standing there. She's offering 10 prayers. Malini's offering 10 prayers, standing with folded hands, with great respect. And Nitai is there, all right. Very much like Krishna and Balaram in a Purvan Leela in the afternoon between 3:36 and 6 p.m. Now, this time, in Vrindavan and Nandagaon, when Krishna and Balaram are returning with the cows, coward boys, Sridham, Subal, Govatta, Bajrasen, Mandali Bhadra, Sudam, Vasudam, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna, and his gang, Krishna's gang of coward boys. And they're just singing and they're playing and they're tossing flowers back and forth and calling the cows with their flutes and panpipes. Then suddenly the demigods descend. So many vimans start descending from the sky. You can imagine. You're walking with Krishna. Have a group of coward boys and there's some cows and thousands of cows. Everything is very pastoral and very simple. Krishna's wearing some flower garland, Vaijayanti mala, and some Gunja mala, and he has one flower tucked over one ear, and he has some leaves in his turban that some boy picks some leaves, and he puts some leaves in his turban. Looking very simple, very much rustic, coward boy coming out of the forest, and his face is decorated with dirt. His face is decorated with exotic dirt. The mineral pigments of Govardhan. The mineral pigments of Govardhan are nothing but dirt. Like in the old days, we used to use rock dye. Do you know this rock dye? There's a rock. It's a rock, Mashila, but it's reddish brown in color. And you put it in the water and it makes it heavy saffron color. Now we all have these very pukka chemical dyes. In the old days, we had rock dye dhotis, natural dye. So these are the mineral pigments of Govardhan. There's red, then there's yellow, like this tilak color, all these painting Krishna's face. He has leaves in his hair, flowers over his ear, and dirt on his face. And a garland of flowers, not from the domestic gardens, but the garland is from the wild flowers of the trees and latas. And a gunja mala. What is gunja? Gunja is a poisonous berry. If you eat two gunja berries, you'll die. It's poisonous. And he's wearing it. Oh, look at my garland. Beautiful garland. Sridhar made this garland for me of all these little tiny red and black berries, little white berries. Gunja. Now, and this amidst all of this simplicity and pastoral beauty, then the demigods descend on their vimans. Nandishvar comes, and the Hamsa Viman, and the Bail Vivan of Nandishvar, and then the peacock carrier Kartikeya. So there's these huge peacocks and huge swans and huge bull of Shiva. They all come down. And as you know, when an airplane lands, it makes a lot of noise. You know, so much. Even if you're sitting on your roof, if you're sitting on your roof and you're chanting japa, and a few birds fly over your head, if you've ever sat, you can actually hear the sound of their wings. A small bird, maybe a parrot, you hear a whoosh, 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 whoosh. Maybe you're too busy doing service. But those people are not doing anything and sitting on roofs and chanting japa. So I'm sitting there sometimes in the evening. Even at nighttime, there's some birds flying in Vrindavan. But in the daytime, two or three birds fly over and they make a sound. Not from their singing, just their wings. Now you can imagine the Hansa Viman of Brahma. It's huge. So the coward boys, they look up, what's that? Imagine you're a little coward boy and you're only 5, 7 years old, you're 8 years old, you're walking along, you see this gigantic swan like you've never seen before. And of course you've seen bulls before because you deal with bulls. You're a gwal, a coward boy. But you see this bull, it's as big as a palace. This huge Nandishvar. And they all descend and they land on the ground and they jump off their vimans and off of this, and then coming on this Indra. What is Indra? What is Indra's viman? A rabbit. This huge elephant. This giant white elephant with these six tusks or something. It has six of these ivory tusks. And the boys are like, wow, what kind of show is this? Some kind of magic show. So then They all descend, and then they get off their vimans, and they assemble before Krishna. And they start reciting all kinds of Sanskrit stavas and stutis, prayers. Very elaborate, all kinds of prayers in the Rig Veda and all these. And Krishna is leaning on the shoulder of Sridham. And he has a lotus flower, a toy lotus flower in his right hand. And he's going, you know, like twisting, you know, like you hold like this and go, psh, psh. So the lotus flower is going, psh, psh, psh. Which shows that Krishna is not attentive. He's not attentively listening. He's like, all right, all right, all right, all right. And Brahma's there, you know, these, what's that verse, that famous verse? And, yeah, tateno kampam, shushimikshima. You know, Brahma's offering his stutis and prayers and Shiva. And Krishna's just thinking, when's it going to be over? And all the boys are looking at each other. And after the demigods leave, this happens every day. They come down, they bathe in the dust, it's called Goduli. Govinda Charanduli and Goduli. They come down to bathe in the dust of Govinda, Govinda's Charanduli, the dust of his feet, and the dust of the cows. And they feel purified by that. And then because they came, they should render some service. So they speak, oh, Krishna's there, do, do, do. And then they leave, and all the coward boys start mocking them. Hey, children do this. Hey, Subal, did you see that guy with the four heads? Oh my God, he really has his head on backwards. He really has his head on backwards, or which one of his heads? Or which head is backwards? Or are they all backwards? And they joke. What about that guy? Do you see that really huge guy with those eyes all over his body? He had eyes on his arms and legs and everything. Yeah, he was very strange. Very strange personality. And what about that guy with that? Do you see that necklace? That one guy was wearing this necklace of dead heads, skulls around his neck, and he had all these creepy snakes around his arms and stuff. Yeah, he was really strange. Who's that? So they joke about it. Then they get on with their playing and tossing flowers at each other and just playing. So Nittai, because this is the interplay of Aishwarya Madhurya, the Sakiras exchanges with Krishna and Balaram, so sweet, so intimate, so friendly. Then the demigods come in, but the relationship is like Shantaras. Shanta with a touch of Dasya. Do some service, chant some shlokas, some stutis. And they got out of there right away, even as described, that they didn't stay long. The demigods did not stay long in the afternoon offering prayers because they were afraid they would make offense. They were afraid, well, we better leave while we can. We came down, we purified ourselves, bathing in the dust of Krishna's feet and the feet of the cows. Now we should leave here and offer a few prayers of glorification and leave before we make offense. Because Krishna may get angry. Hey, you guys are wasting my time. Come on, huh? Jao. You know, Mother Yashoda wants me home and I have to milk the cows. So here, Nityananda, he's standing there. And Malini's offering all these prayers. You're Ananta Shesh, you're Lakshman, you're holding up all the universes. He says, oh, all right already. Okay, that's nice. I want to eat. Okay, forget the Aishwarya. Now let's become my mother. Forget all the formalities, all these prayers. So that's what's being said. He's saying this here. He smiled, Balya Bhav, in the mood of a child. And he said, I want to eat. So this is an interplay here between Aishwarya and Madhurya. Is Madhurya Madhur Kirtan or Aishwarya Tattva Siddhanta or what? Or is it both sweet? Kirtan is always sweet. So you can all stay here and read. I'm going to join the Kirtan. Nityananda says, thanks, that's nice, I want to eat. He just smiles. Nityananda dekile tahar stana jare, balya bhave Nityananda stana pana kare. As soon as Malini would see Nityananda, milk would automatically flow from her breasts. And in the mood of a child, Nityananda would drink her milk. So now, there was sweetness, then an interlude of Aishwarya, Mayi, Leela, and now back to the sweetness. Emata achintya Nityanandera charita, amiki baliba sabha jagate bidita. Such are the inconceivable characteristics. Achintya charitra, of Nityananda. What more can I say? They are already known throughout the world. Kariye Durgyeya Karma Alokika Jaya Jai Janaye Tattvase Manaye Satyahina. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues. Nitai's activities are extraordinary and incomprehensible. Durgyeya means they're beyond knowledge. Durgya. Alokik. They're transcendental. Anyone who actually knows Nitai accepts his pastimes as true. If you know the tattva, then you accept with truth. Ahar nisha bhavaveshe parama udham sarvanadi jayabule jyotirmaya dham. Absorbed in transcendental ecstasy, the most effulgent Nityananda wandered day and night throughout Nadia. Ahar nisha bhavavesh parama udham. Udham, Sarva Nadia Bhule, Jyotirmaya Dham. Jyotirmaya Dham. Jyotirmaya. So that this Nityananda was illuminating the landscape of Nadia with his effulgence of prema, his prema jyoti. He was illuminating the entire landscape of Nadia. Bhavavesh Parama Udham Sarva Nadia Bule Jyotirmaya Dham. Well, this is a fact that whether it's the holy land of Navadvip or whether it's the abode of one's heart, this is Navadvip Dham. Dham. Dham means abode. And each individual heart is meant to be the abode of the Lord. And Janam Leela of Krishna, described in Bhagavatam, it's described that Balaram entered the womb of Devaki to create the holy dham. Womb means her heart. He entered her heart with the Sandini Shakti. He created the spiritual existence, the spiritual landscape, so that Krishna could manifest his Leela there, his Janam Leela. So this is the appearance of Balaram in the heart, because Balaram came first, as you know. And then it looked like it was a miscarriage. He was transferred to the womb of Rohini, the Janma Leela of Krishna in Vrindavan or Mathura. So Balaram comes first. And with his jyoti, he illuminates and purifies the heart with his Sandini Shakti. And he creates the arrangement or the landscape. Jyotir, it says here, Jyotir Maya Dham. Because Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakar. Krishna is like the sun, and Maya is like darkness. So when Krishna comes, he drives away. When the sunlight comes, it drives away all the darkness. So the Jyotirmaya, what is a Jyotirmaya? The Jyotirmaya of Nityananda is Bhav. His Bhav, his love. So his love comes into the heart and drives away all the obstacles and all the darkness of anarthas, and darkness of material desire, and darkness of aparad, and makes the consciousness pure, Vishuddha Sattva. The consciousness becomes pure, Vishuddha Sattva. And then Krishna manifests. So first, the first cleansing of consciousness, or the first manifestation of Nityananda in the abode of the heart. The first manifestation of Nityananda in the abode of the heart is the Sri Guru giving Diksha. Sri Guru giving Diksha mantras. Diksha mantras are also compared to Jyotirmaya Dham. Diksha mantras are also full of light. They have the light of transcendental knowledge. Diksha mantras bring the light of transcendental knowledge, which illuminates the darkness of the heart and mind, and brings in the jyoti. The spiritual world enters the mind and heart through the Diksha mantras given by Guru. And Guru is representative, Nityananda. So this is a very wonderful verse. Of course, there's no purport. But it's a wonderful verse because it's describing Nityananda was illuminating all of Nadia. He was Bhavavesh. He was absorbed in Balya Bhav. Brajabhav. Brajabhav. Sakyabhav. The mood of a coward boy. Not a coward boy, but a child, a baby. A Balagopal. A Gwal. A Chora. A Brajachora. A baby. And with that Bhav, he was illuminating all of Nadia. So in the same way, our hearts become illuminated by hearing these pastimes of Nityananda and by serving Guru and receiving Diksha mantras and chanting properly. Then our hearts become the son of Krishna. The son of Krishna, Krishna Surya, rises in the heart, in Jyotirmaya Dham. And then our hearts become the abode of the Lord. Our hearts become the soil by which the Lord manifests. He manifests in that soil. The soil means bhumika, the earth, the soil, the dirt. And that earth of surrender, surrendered service, and the Lord manifests. Very beautiful verse. Sahara Nisha Bhavaveshi Paramodham. Absorbed in transcendental ecstasy, the most effulgent Nityananda wandered day and night throughout Nadia. Kiva Jogi Nityananda, Kiva Tattvagyani, Jahara Je Matta Icha, Nabalaya Keni. Some say Nityananda was a Mahayogi, a great yogi. Or some say he was a Tattvagyani, he was a great philosopher. Others may say whatever they desire, Je Matta Icha. And why should they not say so? Jai se kene Nityananda, chetanjera nahi, tabo se charanamora, rahuka ridhaye. Whatever relationship Nityananda may have with Lord Chaitanya, I still keep his lotus feet within my heart. Eta parihare o jai papi nindakare, tabe lati marantara shirera upare. If in spite of hearing the glories of Nityananda, one blasphemes him, then I will kick the head of such a sinful person. Well, this is a very wonderful verse. I guess Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is in what they call the kicking sampradaya. He is coming in the kicking sampradaya, and it appears that all gurus come in the kicking sampradaya. You know kicking? Take your foot and kick. Because Nityananda, he began the sampradaya. Nityananda began the kicking sampradaya. And who did he kick? Shivananda Sen. And why did he kick Shivananda Sen? He didn't arrange for the accommodations and fooding for Lord Nityananda during their Puri Jatra, right? Puri Jatra. Yeah, what is this? You're the sena, you're a sate, you're a big man, rich man, and you're taking care of everyone's arrangements, bringing us all to Puri, and where is my food? Or is this with Prem Kalaha, love quarrel between two great personalities, Shivananda Sen? I think Shivananda Sen, I can't remember, maybe Champakalata or something. Champak Lata Saki, the Shivananda Sen. Can't remember. At any rate, great personality and Krishna Lila, eternal associate. So then, now, Vrindavan Das Thakur, whose Lord is Nityananda, who's kicking Shivananda, he's going to kick all the atheists. And now we look at Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, what did he used to say? These scientists, I will kick on their head. Right? These bogus yogis, imitators, these bogus avatars, I will kick on their head. Right? These rascal politicians, I will kick on their heads. Right? So Prabhupada was also in a kicking sampradaya. Nityananda's kicking, Vrindavan Das Thakur is kicking, Prabhupada is also kicking. And sometimes, you know, the devotees kick you out of the temple. Sometimes we've seen over the years that devotees get kicked out of their service or kicked out of the temple. Maybe no one's experienced this here, but having been around for some time, I see a lot of God brothers and get kicked out or encouraged with great enthusiasm to leave. So this is the kicking sampradaya. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, now just imagine how this papi nindakari, he says, lati maron tara shire upare. It says I will kick on the head of such a sinful person, but it looks to me like he's saying, I will take a stick and I'll beat him on the head until he dies. Because it says, lati. Lati means stick, right? Lati. Then it says, maron. Like in Hindi, mara means death. Maron. It says, maron. Lati maran tara shire upari. Shire is head, upari is the top. It sounds like what the literal meaning is, he's saying, if someone is an offender, nittai, I will take a stick and I will smash him on the top of the head and kill him. But the translator wants to tone down the language, so he says, I will kick the head of such a person. Maron, anyone knows Bengali here? Maron, M-A-R-O-N, it says, M long A, ma, R-O-N with a dot on it. Maron. Huh? Maro. Maro, not to kill. Because when the gopis were having jal keli with Krishna and Radhika and they chanted, they say, Maro, Maro, Maro. They're encouraging Radharani to splash Krishna more and more, and they start chanting, Maro, 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 Maro. Like this. So this is very interesting. At any rate, that papi and that ninda would be very fortunate because he would get kicked by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then he would not be a papi anymore. E matachi prabhu shiva sera ghare niravari apane ko ranga rakshakare. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu resided in the house of Shivas. Lord Gauranga constantly protected him. Gauranga rakshakare. Ekti nijagrihe prabhu vishwambhar vasiyachi lakshmi sange paramasundar. One day, the most enchanting Vishwambhar, Lord Vishwambhar, Prabhu Vishwambhar, was sitting in his own house with Lakshmi at his side. In this case, this is Vishnupriya. Lakshmi Sange Paramasundar. Really, this translation is really like fast. I guess Paramasundar means most enchanting. Paramasundar means most beautiful, most enchanting, most beautiful. Lakshmi Sange Paramasundar. So the most beautiful enchanting Vishwambhar and the most beautiful enchanting Vishnupriya. They are sitting together in Jagannath Mishra Bhavan in Mahaprabhu Bari, in the house of Mahaprabhu here in the Yogapit. Yogaya Tambula Lakshmi Paramaharishe Prabhu Anandena Janaye Vratri Dishe. Vishnupriya was offering betel nuts to Vishwambhar in great happiness. And Lord Vishwambhar was so pleased that he did not know whether it was day or night. Jakan takaye lakshmi sange Vishwambhar shachira chitete haya ananda vistar. Whenever Vishwambhar enjoyed pastimes with Vishnupriya, Mother Sachi felt great happiness in her heart. Now this is nice. We heard that Srila Prabhupada once said that these paintings that his devotees were doing, the disciples were painting, he said these paintings are windows of the spiritual world because we can see the colors and the dresses and the expressions and the scenery and the animals and birds and get some picture, some viewpoint of the spiritual world. And nice, beautiful colors. But these books, the Shastra, Shastra Chakshu, Guru Chakshu, the devotee, he sees reality, he bases his judgment, and he lives his life with two eyes open. Guru Chakshu, the eye of Guru, Guru Shiksha, Guru Kripa, and the eye of Shastra. These are the two eyes which guide the devotee on the bhakti marg. They guide the devotee through the world. The eye of knowledge of Shastra, Shastra Chakshush, and the eye of Guru. Guru is benevolent. Guru is benevolent, mercy and instructions, his shiksha. So these books are windows of the spiritual world. What is, like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, or rather Arjuna asks Krishna, He said, Krishna, how does a transcendentalist, how does a transcendentalist or a spiritual person, how does he speak? How does he act? How does he think? How does he feel? Can you please tell me? So here, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's opening the window. He's opening the window to the mind of Krishna's associates. He's opening the window to the mind, in this case, of Lord Chaitanya's associates. What is the heart and mind of an eternal associate of Krishna? What is the nature? What is the nature of divine love? Divine love, which is real love, prema, as opposed to love of this world, lokik bhav, or lokik pyar, material so-called love. What is the nature? Well, in this one shloka, Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining the basic difference between the material world and the spiritual world. The material world is full of envy. Spiritual world is full of love. They're polar opposites, north and south. So Mother Shachi, she sees, this verse is telling, she's seeing, what is she seeing? She's seeing Vishwambara enjoying pastimes with his wife, Vishnupriya. And how does she feel? Chitte te ananda vistar. She feels so happy. She's overjoyed. Ananda, she's blissful. She's so happy to see the pastimes. So this is the difference between the material world and the spiritual world. The Mother Shachi is really, she's not pretending, oh, that's so nice. My son is happy, is enjoying the association of his wife. I wish I was happy. I wish I was getting the tambul. I wish I was getting the service. No, she genuinely feels that way. From the deepest core of her heart, she is happy to see the happiness of her son. And this is the heart of the Vaishnava. He's happy to see another Vaishnava advance in Krishna consciousness. But generally, the general viewpoint or general outlook is that we lord it over, control and exploit those that are beneath us or below us. We compete vigorously and aggressively with those on the same level we can compete with. And those above us, we find fault with and we're envious of. This is our general three ways we see the world. We envy those above us, we compete with those equal to us, and we lord it over and exploit those below us. But in the spiritual world, there's universal gratitude. Everyone's grateful to one another, and everyone appreciates the service of one another. This is the integrity or the connection between everyone. It's a loving connection. So there's universal appreciation, universal gratitude, and even higher than that, which is quite a bit higher, is to feel genuine happiness in seeing the happiness of another. And that, in fact, is love. Love means to do everything possible, to do everything possible to bring happiness to the beloved. So Mother Sachi, this is the perfection of her life, is to bring happiness to Vishwambara and her daughter-in-law, Vishnupriya. And that is the be-all and the end-all of the life of Srimati Radhika, of her activities, is to bring happiness to Krishna. If he's happy, that's my happiness. So, continually we're being shown the a bird's eye view of reality, of spiritual reality, spiritual feeling, spiritual love. And then we can compare and contrast. Well, how do I feel when some other devotee is happy? Do I feel happy? Or, you know, we can measure ourselves. Am I approaching spiritual consciousness? Am I developing a loving divine consciousness where I truly feel happy and seeing the happiness of another devotee? Do I truly feel overjoyed if I see my god brother advancing nicely in Krishna consciousness, or my god sister? How do I feel? How do I think? It's very nice because we hold up a mirror, a darpan, and we put our tilak on, or we brush our hair or whatever, and we see the reflection of our body. Shastra darpan. Shastra darpan. The shastras are a darpan. They're a mirror. And we hold them in front of us and we look, oh, doesn't look very good. And we look in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 13 and we see the characteristics of a person in knowledge, humility and all these different qualities. Then we read the shastra, then we say, well, let me examine myself. The shastra is like a mirror. Do I have these qualities? Do I have these feelings? Do I have this understanding? We can say yes or no. And then, of course, we submit ourselves and we surrender to the shastra and pray for improvement. And we pray to attain that state of consciousness. For example, Sachimata. Sachimata is sometimes called Jaganmata. Jaganmata. Janamata. Janamata is also called Jaganmata. Or Sachimata is called Jaganmata. She's the mother of the universe. Well, I'm also in this universe. This universe includes this planet. So Sachimata is my mother also. She's the mother of Gauranga. And she's also in Vishwarupa. She's also my mother. And so I pray to my mother, oh mother, be kind to me. Please be kind. Can you bless me with some of your bhav, some of your outlook? Even a drop. I'm not asking for the ocean of Vatsalya Prema that's saturating your heart and mind and all your activities. But maybe a drop, a little drop of that affection, a little drop of that appreciation and gratitude that you have, that totally, absolutely perfect viewpoint and heart. There's not a tinge or a drop or a spark of envy in your heart. Think about it. If we see two other devotees enjoying, they're sitting having some nice mahaprasad, oh, why? I should be there. Well, I should be sitting there eating that mahaprasad. Hey, why does he have that big piece of cake? I didn't get. So this is a nice, very nice, it's a very beautiful scene. When they talk about mantra upasana. So if someone chants his verse, they chant the verse, and then they try to capture the scene, repeat the verse some few times, then chant japa. And try to, I'm there, I'm actually there, I'm seeing. Sachinandan's there with Vishnupriya, and they're sitting somewhere on some seat or couch or something, some asan. And how are they looking at each other? And how is she, Vishnupriya is offering the tambul, and Mother Sachi's at a slight distance, not interfering with their intimacy, but yet observing it. And see the smile on her face and feel the bhav in her heart. This is called identifying with the shastra, entering into the mood. By prayer, by practice, by abhyas, if one has natural attraction to develop the feelings and sentiments of the spiritual personalities, then whenever he sees feelings and sentiments being exchanged in any particular section of the books, that attracts him and he wants to dwell on that, he wants to enter that. Of course, the books are full of it. They're full of rasa, as I mentioned, this Bhagavat is rasa, shastra, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam. But generally, we're just reading storyline, philosophy, tattva, history, places, names. We're reading like this. But then, that goes fast, and you can cover a lot of territory like this. But when you start going down into the valley, you know, if you're flying an airplane, you go over all the mountains and all the valleys. All the valleys and mountains, you fly right over. But if you're walking, you go down one mountain, across the valley, then up another mountain. And when you walk up a mountain, you go like this. You don't go like this, you go around. Huh? You get to the top and then come down. They're very slow. So the shastras are like mountains. Mountains and valleys. You understand? Mountain. Parvat. Parvat. So we fly over it, then we miss all the rivers, beautiful lakes in the valleys. beautiful forests, beautiful fields of flowers in the valleys. Because we're only flying. Oh, did you see the Himalayas? Yes, I saw the Himalayas. So many snow-capped peaks. So many peaks or tops covered with snow. Zoom. I flew from Kathmandu to Delhi. I saw. Oh, I walked. I walked from Kathmandu to Delhi. And I saw all the valleys and all the valleys of flowers. And I picked the fruit trees and the lychees and the apples and different experience. So the Shastras are like that. So what's the hurry? Take one verse and chant and spend three or four days chanting and thinking of one verse. These rasa-filled, especially these rasa-filled verses where Mahaprabhu is exchanging with his devotees and Radha and Krishna and the coward boys. There's so much to be found there. And this is the practice that's done by devotees interested in drawing out the flavors of the Shastra. Mayara chitera sukha takura janiya lakshmira sangeete prabhu takena vasiya. Knowing that this made his mother happy, the Lord spent time in the company of Lakshmi. There you have it. Just exactly what I was saying. Shachimata is very happy to see Vishwambar enjoying with his wife Vishnupriya. And Vishwambar, knowing the heart of his devotee, knowing, oh, Shachimata, she's happy, she's enjoying seeing me sitting with my wife Vishnupriya, then let me stay longer. Let me stay longer with my wife. Let me interact and exchange more with my wife, because this will give more happiness to my mother Shachi. This is the dynamics of pure love. Each is competing with the other to increase the happiness of the beloved. This is such a beautiful exchange. That Prabhupada, I heard Prabhupada speaking on a tape this morning. He said the devotees are always thinking and planning how to serve Krishna and how to make Krishna happy. This is from 1966 and February 1966. Can you imagine? 42 years ago or more. 42 years ago, 1966 in February. Prabhupada was saying, the devotees are always thinking how to please Krishna, how to serve Krishna. And what is Krishna doing? Krishna is always, he said the devotees are always thinking of newer and newer ways to serve Krishna and please Krishna and make Krishna happy. And what is Krishna doing? Krishna is always thinking of newer and newer ways how to serve his devotees, how to please his devotees, and how to make his devotees happy. And when Prabhupada said that, time just froze for 1 second. It hit me like a lightning bolt. Doing. I said, and I just froze in my, I just couldn't move. I was thinking, it just kept reverberating in my mind. Krishna wants to serve the devotees, and Krishna is trying to serve the devotees. I thought, wow, that's right. That all these years Krishna's been serving me, and Krishna's been trying to make me happy. And so many hundreds of ways Krishna has been serving me directly and making me happy. And I never really thought about it. I just took it for granted. Just like a child. A child grows up in the lap of his mother and in the arms of his father, receiving so much affection, training, love, protection, nourishment, and guidance and comfort. And never thinks about it. He takes it for granted. Then one day when he's 5, maybe 10 years old, 12, he becomes, his persona develops, his awareness, his sensitivities, his consciousness, if he is some type of human being. If he's some type of human being, then he thinks, wait a minute, I've received so much from my mother. And my mother and father have given me so much. And I haven't done anything for them. Let me do something for them. Maybe all of you have come to that point in your life at some point. I remember when it happened with me. All of a sudden I realized, well, these two people have been doing so much for me. So this is what Prabhupada was saying, that when he said this, it just struck me that Krishna is always thinking of how to serve his devotees and how to make his devotees happy. Now that is love. That is divine love. That is prema. That we are all trying to love our Lord and serve our Lord. And he's trying to love us and serve us. And he is. He's serving us. So this is a wonderful, kind of follows the same line of what's being discussed here. Hina kali nityananda anande vival aila prabhura bhari parama chanchal. So this chapter is all about Nityananda. So the hero of the chapter, the Nayak, the main star, he temporarily, the camera wasn't on him. The camera left Srivasangam, and the cameraman went to Mahaprabhu Bhari, to Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. And, in other words, meanwhile, now this is what's happening with Nityananda, receiving all these prayers and Vrindavanasa's comments. Now what's happening with Lord Chaitanya? Okay, tune in, here it is. Oh, here's Lord Chaitanya sitting in his house at Yogapit, and he's sitting with Vishnu Priya. Very beautiful scene, very tender, sweet. It's Madhura, Madhura Leela, the love between a husband and wife. Very intimate, very tender, very sweet, very attractive, very satisfying. And the mother is there. It's a joint family, Indian style. Joint family, old fashioned, right? Mother Sashi, oh, just see. Just see my Vishambhar and Vishnu Priya. Oh, that's so nice. You know, whatever. I mean, I'm not Mother Shachi, right? But some beautiful feelings being exchanged. So like, you're watching it. You're watching. You have your big screen, a full, you know, full wall of television screen, whatever. And you're watching it. And it's very sober and peaceful, and everything's going nicely. Now what happens? At that time, the most restless, parama chanchal, right? You can say parama means the topmost expression of restlessness. Or you could say it means transcendental restlessness. At that time, what time? At that tender, intimate, sweet, quiet, beautiful time. Here he comes, the star of the show. The most restless Nityananda came to Mahaprabhu's Vishwambhara's house, overwhelmed in ecstasy. Ananda Vival. Ananda Vival. Vival means overwhelmed. It means he was totally bewildered in his own ecstasies. So you can, now let's see what happens now. Are you ready? Mpalya Bhave Digambara. You know Digambara? Shukadev Goswami, Digambara. Balya Bhave Digambara, Rahila Dandaya, Kahare Nakare Laj, Parananda Paya. Nityananda stood there in front of Vishnu Priya and Vishwambhara and Shachimata in Jagannath Mishra's house in the mood of a child with no clothes on. He was so absorbed in his ecstasies that laja nahi. He did not feel any shyness at all. Here I am. Jay. He's at it again. He's streaking. He saw this phenomenon back in the 70s in the colleges. It's called streaking, like a lightning streak. Where men in different colleges, the men would take all their clothes and become Digambara and run across the campus. It's called like college prank or joke. They would do these things back in the 70s when I was in college. They'd take off all their clothes, and it's called streaking across campus. So now Nittai is streaking across Nadia. First he streaks across Srivas's house. Now he says, oh, I'm tired of this place. Let me go down the street. He goes down the street. It doesn't say that he shows up with no clothes. So that means he probably walked from Srivas Thakur's house. The last scene we saw is that Lord Chaitanya came and dressed him. He was naked a few scenes ago. And then Chaitanya Gauranga came, hey, what is this? And he had his clothes on his head. So Nittai took his clothes, Gauranga took Nittai's clothes from his head and dressed him and said, listen, be proper. So Nittai is showing his appreciation and showing his obedience to Gauranga, right? No. Yes? No. He's not showing his obedience and he's not showing his gratitude. He's coming to Vishwambhara's house and say, oh, you don't like it? You don't like it? I'm living in the house of Srivas. And I've accepted Malini as my mother and Srivas is my father, so it's my house, and if I'm naked, that's my business, and you come to my house and make me get dressed. All right, watch me now. So now I come to your house, where my mother and father don't live, and I'll also be naked. And I'm not the least bit shy. So, here we go. Prabhupada, Nityananda! Kini Digambar Nityananda Haya Haya Kari Uttar. Prabhu said, oh Nityananda, why don't you have any clothes on? Nityananda replied, yes, yes. Prabhu Bali, Nityananda Paraha Vasana. Nityananda Bali, Aji Amara Gaman. The Lord said, Nityananda, put on your cloth. Nityananda said, today I will go. In other words, he's playing like children, if you've ever raised children. Sometimes you say something, and they say something totally unrelated. You say, all right, come on, hurry up, put down your toys, we're going to your grandmother's house. No, I don't have any food. No, I don't have any food. What? Doesn't matter, it's nonsensical talk. No, come on, put down your toys, today we're going to your grandmother's house. I don't have a grandmother, or whatever, you know. So he's saying, Lord Chaitanya, he's saying, put on your clothes. He's saying, today I will go. Prabhu Bali, Nityananda, iha kene kari, Nitai Balena, arak haite na pari. Prabhu said, Nityananda, why are you acting like this? Nityananda said, I can't eat anymore. And what's this? What's these crazy answers? I can't eat anymore. We're not talking about eating. We're talking about putting on your clothes. I'm not talking about taking you somewhere or asking you whether you want to go or not. And you're saying, today I will go. This is Bali Abhav. So anyone who's interested in about Bali Abhav, like some people mentioned here, this is the chapter for all of you. To cultivate your Vatsali Abhav for Nittai or Balaram or Krishna. This is all going on. Prabhu Bali, Eka kahi kaha hina ahar, Nitai Balena, ami geno dasha bhar. Prabhu said, Nitai, when I ask you something, why do you reply with some other answer? Nityananda said, I went there 10 times. Dasha bhara. Dasha bhara. Nitai, why are you saying like this? Now see the next verse. Kruda hana bale prabhu. Mara dosha nahi. Nityananda bale prabhu. Eta nahi ai. In an angry mood, kruda means crowed, the Lord said, I have no fault. Nityananda replied, Mother Shachi is not here. Prabhu kahe kripa kari parahava sana. Nityananda bale, ami kariba bhojana. Vishwamar said, please be kind and put on your cloth. Nityananda said, I will eat. Kariba bhojan. Chaitanya aveshe mata Nityananda rai. Eka shune arabale hasya bhedai. Nityananda was fully intoxicated with love for Lord Chaitanya, fully intoxicated with ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya. He heard one thing from Lord Chaitanya, and he replied by speaking something else. In this way, he laughed and laughed as he wandered about. Hasya. Chaitanya veshe mata nityananda rai. Apane utiya prabhu paraya vasana bhaya nahi hase padma vattira nandan. Gauranga got up from where he was sitting down with Vishnupriya, and then he personally put the clothes back on Nityananda. The son of Padmavati, Padmavati Nandan, he lost all external consciousness and smiled. So, Nityananda, he just fell, Lord Chaitanya came to dress Nityananda and he just smiled and fell unconscious. It's unbelievable pastimes. Nityananda Charitra, Dekhiya Ai Hase, Vishwarupa Putrahena, Mane Mane Vase. On seeing these characteristics of Nityananda, Mother Shachi smiled. Within her mind, she treated Nityananda like her elder son, Vishwarup. Se Mata Vachana, Shunaye Sabamuke, Maje Maje Se Rupa Ai Matra Deki. Often Mother Shachi heard Nityananda speak exactly like Vishwarup and saw him in the form of Vishwarup. It's interesting, Mother Shachi was very happy when she saw these dealings between her son and Nittai, because Mother Shachi, of course, is Mother Yashoda. Mother Shachi is Mother Yashoda in Krishna Leela, so she's quite used to seeing the antics and pranks and play of Krishna Balaram, Kanai Balai, Kanu and Dauji. And they speak in riddles to one another, and they speak jokes and they play, and she would listen to them and look at them back and forth. So she's thinking of her, because Nittai is of course some maybe 10 years or so older than Lord Chaitanya. So she's thinking, oh, this is like Vishwarup. Vishwarup has left and taken sannyas. Now he's again manifested in the form of Nittai. So she's treating him like her eldest son, Vishwarup. And she's smiling and seeing these antics because Nittai is in Balya Bhav. He's in the mood of a child, a baby, like baby Balaram in Braj Leela. But she's relishing this sweet exchange between the two of them. But so she's seeing and feeling in her mind that, oh, my son has come back. I feel some solace, some comfort. My Vishwarup has returned. Kahare na kahe ai pucha sneha kare samasneha kare Nityananda Vishwambhare. But Shachi did not tell anyone about this. She showed equal affection to both Vishwambhar and Nityananda. So samasneha. Maya pai Nityananda parilavasana sandesha dilena ai karite bhojana. On regaining external consciousness, Nityananda put on his clothes and Mother Shachi gave some sweet milk sweets to eat. Sandesh. She gave sandesh. The purport says, sandesh is a particular type of sweet made from condensed milk. Does everyone know sandesh? No doubt. Prabhupada used to like sandesh. It was one of his favorite sweets when he was here. Aistani pancha shira sandesh paya ekakai arachari fele chadaya. Mother Shachi gave 5 pieces of sandesh to Nityananda. He ate 1 piece and he threw away the other 4. This is the avadhut. He just ate one and he threw away the other 4. Now, would you do something like that? If someone gave you 5 pieces of sandesh, would you eat 1 and throw away 4? No way. I would eat all 5 and ask for more. I wouldn't eat 1 and throw away 4. I would eat 5 and ask for more. And more. And more. Anore, anore. Give me more, give me more. This is Giriraj Bhav. So I think that's a good note to end on. So tomorrow we'll find out what Mother Shachi thought about that. Throwing away 4 of her homemade sandesh. She worked so hard to make that sandesh. And now Nittai is throwing it against the wall. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Nityananda Rama ki jai.